Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve Coonan joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Steve, good to have you on. Happy Friday. How you doing today, first and foremost?
Well, it's a little different here at 2:40 than 4:40, so I'm trying to acclimate myself to it.
Yeah, we're catching Steve right after his three martini lunch. Obviously, some lobster thermidor down there at McCormick & Schmick. So good for you to rally to get on the program with us.
Yeah, I'm not through with lunch yet. I just stepped out.
Hey, as we get our conversation started with you, there's a lot going on, man. This gaming thing, what's this gaming thing that the Hawks have now gotten involved with? Do you know about this?
Do I know about
it?
I'm the CEO of it, baby.
What is the deal?
Talk to me, baby.
We have bought an esports team. We are the Hawks Talon Gaming Club, which will compete in the NBA 2K League next year, representing the ATL.
This is the way the league is going. And I say that because new teams are at it, right? You guys have jumped in. Other teams have jumped
in. Lakers, Nets,
yeah.
Us.
Yeah, it's just interesting because Mike and I were talking about the fact that, you know, you've got guys and kids getting paid now to basically be gamers and play all day and show other people how they should be playing.
You got me all excited because I thought we were going to have a craps table up there next to Killer Mike's.
No,
me all excited.
No.
In time, boys, in time.
I mean, you know me, Steve. We've gone over how I want Philip Serena to look like. I want to look like Biff's World and Back to the Future, man. I want Sodom and Gomorrah down there.
I'm not taking the bait. That's the new 240 Steve. The 440 Coonan, all over it with you, man.
You would have jumped in there. Steve Coonan joining us, guys. Talk about the addition of six local popular restaurants to Phillips. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's great. We hired Chef Joe Schaefer from Bacchanalia. We like to say he moved from Bacchanalia to basketball last year.
Nice.
And we said, go through the town. Take a year, go through the city, and find the restaurants that represent Atlanta. And so from J.R. Crickets, who opened in 1982 with the best lemon pepper wings in the marketplace, to Old Lady Gang, which is phenomenal southern food, from Candy Burris of The Real Housewives, and to Gio, who we all love and love all of his concepts, will be introducing a new concept. Mike, you probably know Pat LaFrieda Meats from New York.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll be doing Pat LaFrieda Burgers with Gio in the building.
Giddy up.
As well as Gio's Kicken, pizza, gelato, and Bee's Cracklin', which Atlanta Magazine just named the number one barbecue in the city. So all true to Atlanta, all unique, all different, and all available to the fans all over the building.
Again,
so
guys,
we're very, very excited.
It's all part of the new Phillips Arena, guys. If you just tuned in, this is Steve Coonan. For guys who are not regular listeners, Steve Ulia joins us, as he mentioned, the 4 o'clock hour, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, brought to you by Kumho Tires here. So, yeah, I mean, the building progresses. I know you can't talk a lot about what we're hoping. Everybody's got their fingers crossed to land Amazon. But, I mean, could you imagine if that thing goes down and we've got something happening in the Gulch? I mean, just, you know, just spitballing it. How amazing would that be?
Well, we have every intention. Amazon, the Gulch never was contingent on Amazon.
Right.
That'd be fabulous. But we are very, very bullish and very optimistic on building basically LA Live in the Gulch and creating, you know, downtown Atlanta deserves a phenomenal downtown. This is an incredible city, and literally progress has stopped at the Gulch. The West Side, which we all like hanging out on, Midtown and Buckhead are saturated. It's the largest landmass, 40 undeveloped acres in any major city, and we have every intention of building a great place to go eat, to live, to work, to party. right across from Mercedes and Phillips Arena that will connect. You'll be able to walk right now, if you walked from Five Points MARTA station to Mercedes or us, it's a 17-minute walk because you got to go up, down, and around.
Right.
If we, you know, when this is built, you'll be able to walk in less than 7 minutes directly down private streets that are safe and beautifully lit with great retail, food, and beverage options. So we have big plans for downtown Atlanta.
It's a great vision. It really is. Steve Coonan, the Hawks CEO, talking to us here on Dukes and Bell about a variety of things. For those who don't know, and with the schedule coming out last week, it's one of the things I'm looking at the schedule and looking at games and what games are coming when. And for a lot of Hawks fans, the 50th anniversary celebration is going to be a big year, is it not, Steve?
Yes, it is. In fact, we introduced our 50th anniversary gold and black court last Wednesday night, and we will have a special Nike uniform, and we also showed we're bringing back the throwbacks, the jerseys, the uniforms that we wore in 1968. We had John Collins on stage modeling, with me moderating, not modeling, thank God. And the powder blue and red, which is a great look. So we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary. You know, tomorrow starts today. We're going to be a next generation team, a next generation building, but all the hard work is going in. So we'll be great. And as our owner said at our event Wednesday night, our goal is to bring a championship to this city, which we've heard before, but we have every intention and plan to do.
Well, as we said, man, excited about all, you know, there's so many good things happening right now between, you know, the Braves with Albies and Acuna, what United has got with obviously Joseph Martinez, Carlton, all the young faces. And if Trey Young could just kind of pick up and where this momentum is going, you know, and we talked about it. I mean, getting the other guys involved, we know it's going to be, you know, it's going to take a minute to get this thing turned around, Steve. But obviously, you know, the new bells and whistles gets people in, and hopefully the product will keep them there.
Well, you know, we can build the greatest arena, you know, from here to Mars, but if we don't have the product and the team, people will come once, enjoy the building, but they won't come back. And we're in this for the long haul. So we keep making some news and dropping some news. All the players show up and start. All the rookies will be here Monday. The guys are all going to be in the building over the next 2 weeks. And then next Friday, I get to talk to y'all. And I've got a few new another announcement for next Friday for you.
Okay. All right. Listen.
It's called the tease.
It is. And we love the fact that all these announcements are going down here on your exclusive home for Atlanta Hawks basketball. Obviously, guys, Steve Coonan joins us every week, and really it's throughout the season, throughout the year, as we talk to Coonan about a variety of things, not just basketball-related. We talk TV things, NBA, just sports generally speaking, but also
– relationship advice, anything.
That's true. That's true.
Around the house, anything you want to talk about.
And Lloyd Pierce is also
– You know, we could actually – you know, while we're – we could have some fun with that, with Ask Steve.
Well, we could.
You know, each week a guy could tweet in a question about, you know, romance, maybe some financial advice, and we could ask Uncle Steve.
Yeah, now there's no guarantees he'll answer it.
I would be
it.
Thrilled. I mean, you know, since newspapers have failed, it's hard to get my words of advice and column out there. So, yes, let's go.
But Lloyd Pierce is also going to be on this radio station, guys, the head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. So, the point is, there's a lot going on with our Hawks, and this is where you want to be to find out all that information as we count down to the NBA season. All right, with that said, big weekend here, man. We got, you know, Braves homestand, Falcons preseason game. We got a United game. Mike was saying, you know, Steve, this is a good time to be in our city, man. All of our teams, a lot of positives around all of our teams right now.
You know, sports takes you away from the strains and struggles of everyday life. And when we win, it's fun. And with all the new facilities and the great excitement going on around here, we got golf coming in the fall. We got Georgia competing for a championship. You know, sports in Atlanta are doing quite well. And you guys, as the leaders in sports, are showing us the way. And I'm excited about watching the Falcon game tonight. They, you know, laid the traditional preseason game egg, which I'm sure has been looking at y'all's tweets that night. Gross overreaction.
Okay. I mean, I was at the Braves game. My phone was getting lit up. You say, wait till you see this garbage on the DVR. And it was pretty awful.
Wait a minute, Steve. What are you talking about? You saw my tweets and it was an overreaction. We stunk last week.
There was not one redeeming quality in that game.
We played a preseason game last week.
Right. Steve, you realize that Minnesota scored over 85 points and we scored none? Do you know that the Green Bay Packers have scored over 70 points and we've scored none?
Have you noticed in the last 4 years that I was on this side of the fence? I stopped criticizing?
Yes, we have noticed that.
Come on over to the peaceful side where everything's great.
All right, Big Daddy.
All right, man. Steve, thanks so much.
All right, guys. Be well.
You too.
Next Friday. Friday!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.